we welcome you to the Revival Center. This message is entitled Thanksgiving by Pastor Dexter Young.
We rise and declare that no one nowhere.
Thanksgiving can be either be spiritual or practically expressed or both. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have the secular Thanksgiving. Last Thursday, we know Thanksgiving Day is now a national holiday celebrated by USA or Canada. And so they have a day that is separated for a national holiday. And we know last Thursday, the 28th of November 2019, was our Thanksgiving Day. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So we see that Thanksgiving, which occurred on the fourth Thursday in November, is based on the first Thanksgiving colonial pilgrims in 1621. Having a harvest meal. After harvest time, amen, is celebration time, festival time, feast time. So the holiday continued to be a day for America to gather for a day of feasting and even football and with family. Amen? So nothing wrong with having Thanksgiving. It's a time to spend with the family and friends. Amen? And I guess we all had a wonderful day. And we, you know, what is much featured in with National Thanksgiving is the turkey. Amen? How many of you had turkey last Thursday? Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder if any, you know, have any of you turkey have left back, but I know for sure not. Amen? Hallelujah. As someone say, the plumbers are very busy the next day. Anyway, since Bradford wrote of how the colonists had hunted wild turkey during the autumn of 1621. And since turkey is a unique North American and scrupulous bird, it gained traction as Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans. After Lincoln declared Thanksgiving as a national holiday in 1863. Amen? So that's the secular national holiday where people celebrated Thanksgiving. Amen? Is nothing wrong, because the Bible tells us in everything give thanks. But the secular way of Thanksgiving, in giving thanks, many of the big feasting and preparation for Thanksgiving, one thing is missing. Amen? And that is Jesus in many Thanksgiving. It's not just to eat, drink, and be merry and leave Jesus out. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Thanksgiving to the believers should be a different. Right? Hallelujah. And so Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the biblical Thanksgiving, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? So Thanksgiving without Jesus Christ is not God's will. What is God's will? Giving thanks. Amen? Jesus, when he was on earth and he preached, he gave thanks. Yes. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. But we as believers need to celebrate Thanksgiving with Jesus in mind. Amen? The biblical way. Amen? Not as the world, but or the secular way, but we need to bring Christ in our holiday. Amen? That is the greatest message we can bring to our relatives and friends. Even though we will eat, have our turkey, and whatever, we need to let people know all what we are enjoying here. Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Yes. Amen? Amen? So the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And so Christ should not be excluded. All our blessings that we receive is through Christ as a believer. Because Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, pray, believe, and you shall receive. Amen? And so as a believer, we ask God to provide for us. And we know God is faithful. He never let us down. Amen? He take care of his children. He said he will never see the righteous be forsaken or his seed go begging for bread. And whatever we receive, whatever blessings we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ, we must give thanks because it is God's will. Amen? Praise God. So thanksgiving, acknowledge God's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has been good to me. God isn't God good to you? Hasn't he been faithful to you throughout this year? Many blessings that you have received from him because you have prayed and asked God, amen, to meet your needs, to take care of every situation for you. Did God answer your prayer? Hallelujah. So what we need to do is to return thanks unto him. Amen? So the goodness of God, when people see the goodness of God, the goodness of God, despite how we behave or whatever, the Bible says the goodness of God leads us to repentance. Amen? Hallelujah. So we cannot leave out Jesus. He cares about us. He's concerned about every need, every situation, everything that you face. Amen? So we ought to give him thanks. Praise God for his goodness. Yes. Hallelujah. It does not matter whether your prayer are answered or unanswered. Giving thanks in all circumstances, for it is God's will in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So you right now may have a situation. You have a need. You may be going through a certain situation or circumstances that you have prayed, but you're waiting for an answer. You don't have to wait until that answer to receive that answer. You can give God thanks because you have the assurance. We have the assurance. God will not let us down. Amen. What he promised unto us, he is well able to bring to pass. Amen? God honor his word above his name. And so whatever he promised unto you, give him thanks. Amen? You may not receive that job that you are praying for. Amen? Or that house. Oh, amen? Or that husband or wife or children. Start to give God thanks. Amen? Give God thanks, because when you give God thanks, indeed, you acknowledge who God is. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So don't be perturbed when you haven't received your answer. Amen? That is the time when you should be praising and giving God thanks. Amen? That is the time when you should be praising God and worshiping God. Amen? Because the devil don't want you to know that God is faithful. He is good. Amen. And he is there for you. Amen. And so when we get perturbed and stressful about a situation, that's where the devil wants you to be. Amen. But when you can return thanks unto God, or praise God and worship God, because he gave you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So don't allow the enemy to oppress you or depress you or keep you down and say God cannot, don't, is not answering your prayer. That's a lie from the enemy. God will always on time. Sometimes we are hurried, amen, to receive our answer. But God is always on time. Amen. So it is the will of God for you to give thanks. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it is God's will for you to receive thanks. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have some unthankful people. And the Bible gives us an example in Luke. Amen. Luke chapter 17 from verse 12. The Bible tells us from 11, say, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria, Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they saw they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Amen. He returned to give God thanks. Amen. Many times we come to God. Amen. We ask the Lord to meet our needs, but we never return thanks unto him. There are many people like that. When God provides for you, do you give him thanks before your meals? Yes. Amen. But these lepers, men, leprosy is a deadly disease. It can destroy. Amen. And your body and it can cause untimely death. But this one person who received, all of them received healing, but there's only one return to give God thanks. We cannot be unthankful. Amen. We always have to give God thanks. And so the Bible says in everything, give thanks, for it's the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the will of God. God's will is God's word. Amen. God's will is his promise. He promised what? To heal us. Isn't that so? He promised to forgive us. He promised to deliver us. He promised to give us prosperity, amen, to bless us. And so, in everything, we ought to give him thanks. Praise God. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is our perfect example. Jesus himself gave thanks to the Father. In Luke chapter 22, verse 14, in the breaking of bread with his disciples, this is what Jesus did. Verse 14, Luke chapter 22, Verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down with his 12 apostles. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat the Passover, you before I suffer. And verse, for I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. In verse 17, and he took the cup and gave what? Gave thanks. Amen. He said, take this, divide it among yourself. Whatever we receive from God, amen, we ought to give God thanks. Hallelujah. And this is what Jesus did. He took the bread, took the wine, and he gave thanks to the Father. Amen. Whatever we receive from, whatever we receive is from God, our Heavenly Father. And so we need to acknowledge that whatever God blesses us with is not just from man, but it's from God. Amen. God can use anyone to show forth his goodness towards us. Hallelujah. We see also in feeding the multitude in Acts, in Mark chapter 8, verse 6, right? He asked the disciples, because Jesus not only preached and teach, but he had compassion on those because they were with him over 3 days. Amen. And he said, we can't send them away. We need to find something to give to them. So he asked his disciples to go and search. And they said, how can we get it? But whatever they came up with, he took it. Give thanks. Amen? He gave thanks. And he worked a miracle. Amen? Whatever little we may have, we need to trust God. In giving thanks also can bring result in miracles. So he took those bread, those fish, and those loaves. Amen? And he broke it, and it was multiplied. And it said they had enough even to spare. Amen? God is a God of miracle. So thank God for whatever little we may have. We must be appreciative of it. Amen? Because we know God can work miracles. He can multiply the very little that we have. Thank God for the job. Thank God for the pay we have. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God for whatever we have. Amen? It might be a small house, but when you start to give God thanks, he will give you a mansion. Amen? You see, what God looks at is the heart, the condition of the heart. Amen? Our attitude. And many of us can be unthankful. You understand? Say, you know how long I serve in the Lord and he haven't been blessing me? I think what is lacking is giving thanks. We have to thank God in advance because it is his will to bless us. Amen? Amen? It's his will, amen, to prosper us. It is his will, amen, to give us, amen, the abundance. So we should not be afraid, because God promised to prosper us and to give us success. Praise God. So Jesus himself, amen, worked a miracle. Hallelujah. So what are the ways of showing that expression of thanksgiving? Because true thanksgiving is being expressed by showing what? Appreciation. Isn't that so? Amen? Amen. When someone have done something good for you, do you show appreciation?
Oh, yes.
Amen. So thanksgiving can be expressed in a practical way. Amen. Not only in words, thank you, but we can also express that, amen, in a practical way. And so in returning thanks unto God, the Bible says we must what? Lift up holy hands. It's the very hands that we stretch out to receive. We also need to use that hands to glorify God. Amen. God may use man, amen, to be a blessing to you, to provide that. Sometimes you prayed and God answered your prayer. Somebody came and it's a miracle, and you receive that blessing from that brother or sister because the Lord spoke to them. Amen. But always remember, God is not left out of the picture. God is there. It's He who works all things together for good. Amen. So we ought to give God thanks. Praise the Lord. And so we need to express our thanksgiving in a practical way by lifting our hands unto God in worship and prayer. You know, also, we have Christmas coming up, right? And lots of gifts are being given, right? And sometimes you do receive gifts from persons, maybe your graduation or whatever, and they give you a gift, a token of expression of thanking you for the good work you have done. Amen? For being so kind, for being faithful. And as believers, amen, we need to be instrument of God's purpose. Amen. We need to express our thanksgiving by giving also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so Christmas is coming up, right? Persons may express or show appreciation of some goodness you have done for someone. Amen? Maybe, you know, a lot of us need to really, maybe our own parents, right, or siblings, we need to, Christmas coming up, buy a gift. Give to them. Amen? Because when you receive such a gift, what you do? You give thanks. Amen? Because it is God's will. So giving thanks also is expressed in worship. Psalms 100, verse 1, what it says, we must enter the gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be joyful unto him and bless his holy name. The Bible says in other Psalms, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercies endure forever. Amen? So, giving thanks is an expression of worship. Amen? Because God wants us to worship him, to honor him, to show appreciation to him. Let us not be unthankful, but let us be thankful by worshiping, by showing that expression of appreciation. Amen? By giving God thanks. You know, when you have a program and afterwards we're going to be having our Christmas presentation, many of our young people and some special people too. Amen. Whether young or old are part of this.
Amen.
Amen. Presentation on the 22nd of December evening. We like each and every one of you because they're great surprises. But those who will be participating at the end of that event, there will be a vote of thanks.
Yes.
It's thanking those persons who have made the sacrifice. And indeed, people have made sacrifice to bless us, to give unto us. We ought to show some kind of appreciation. Amen? Amen. But at least, thank you. Amen? Because thanksgiving is gratitude. It's an expression given thanks will build what? Relationship. Right? Showing that appreciation is building relationship. And so thanksgiving plays a very important role in our spiritual walk with God. It helps to build a relationship. Don't be unthankful. But when you can express that in some practical way, amen, indeed, you can know that you are doing the will of God. So I be closing here. Praise the Lord. Giving thanks, indeed, is God's will. Are you truly giving thanks in everything? We don't have to wait on Thanksgiving to give thanks. Thanksgiving should be a daily expression. Amen? Every day we ought to give thanks. Not only to God, but to one another. And when we give thanks and show appreciation, what we are doing, we are building relationship. So don't be like the 10 leopards, the 9 leopards. They just want to receive the blessings, but they are very unthankful. They don't want to worship God. Amen? But as a believers, we are true believers. We ought to worship God with giving him thanks. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And we ought to express our thanksgiving of others who have blessed us because they have become a means for God's glory. It's not, you know, say, let your light so shine before men that they'll see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Amen? So as believers, and I close, we ought to see thanksgiving as God's will, and we ought to do God's will by showing appreciation for the blessings or the kind favors of someone. Amen? Amen. Let us reflect in 2000, we're in the now the last month of the year. Amen? This is December, a few more weeks and then the year has been. We need to reflect. We need to look back and see where God has brought you from. Amen? What you need to do, give him thanks. Give him praise. Amen? Amen? So let us do God's will the biblical way. Amen? By giving God thanks. Let us all stand at this time. And I would like us all to stand at this time. Just lift your hands unto God. Amen? What is it you want to thank God for? You can have a whole list of things. Some of us say, you know, I can't pray. I don't like to pray. Even, you know, I don't know what to pray for. At least you can give God thanks and praise. Amen? Amen. But reflect this year, what the Lord has done for you throughout this year. I would like you to thank God for those things. Name them. Name them. Say, Father, I thank you for, if you this year you have given your life to Jesus, thank the Lord. That is the greatest blessing. Because the Bible says angels rejoice over one sinner that repented. Amen? The goodness of God leads you to repentance. You have given your life to Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Amen? If you were sick in your body and you went through a real difficult time throughout this year, you were hospitalized or whatever, and you really look back, you can say, Lord, I thank you for healing me. Today I'm in the house of God because of your goodness. Amen? You have something to thank God for. Start to worship God and give thanks. Express that worship of God in spirit and in truth by giving thanks because it is God's will.
Amen.
This year you have prayed and you've been looking for a financial breakthrough and God has provided a job for you. Amen? It was a struggle. You sent out many applications, and you've been waiting and waiting. But finally, the best job to you. God don't withhold good things to you, from you. Amen? You have something to give God thanks. What about your college, your studies? Have you made it, been a successful student this year? Maybe it was hard and difficult in your studies, and you had a lot of struggles, but God see you through. Isn't that so? And you are successful. So what is it you have to give God thanks for? Start.